prayer of agreement. In the previous article that was titled Life-Changing Prayer, I already spoke about different types of prayer and noted that to receive a complete answer, it is necessary first of all to know God's will and then to pray according to it. In this article, I will speak about the prayer of agreement. There are situations in which it's necessary for two or three to pray for the solution of a problem. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30. Of course, the prayer of one person is powerful, but there are problems, the solutions of which require more powerful prayers. As it is written in the scripture above, one chases 1,000 and two put to flight 10,000. Sometimes it is necessary for two or three to come together and agree in prayer about the problems that disturb them. We must not forget about the most important thing. We must receive a word from the Lord and pray on the basis of it. People can pray multiple prayers of agreement and unity, but if the Lord doesn't agree with these prayers and they are not according to His will, the problem will not be solved. Years ago, I needed to travel to England with my assistants to participate in retraining courses in the University of Sussex. To receive permission for traveling to England, we applied to the Embassy of the Great Britain. For an unknown reason, we had a very bad reception. The woman who received our documents told us with outright contempt and irony that she didn't believe the facts we submitted. They assigned the date of the interview and we went away in silence. That woman's attitude showed a demonic resistance, and I knew that we needed serious and strong prayers to remove that. Unfortunately, when we were back to our office, our busy schedule made me decline that idea. I thought that there were no mistakes in our documents. Besides, we already had several business trips to England, and it was impossible for us to be declined at this time. I was also convinced that our trip was according to God's will. In several days, we went to the embassy for the interview, which according to us went well. However, when we were going to receive our passports along with the answer, they gave us our passports with a refusal form. In the form, there was the transcript of our interview, on the basis of which we received a refusal of entry. We were at a loss. The transcript of the interview was entirely false. All our answers were changed. I appealed against the refusal and demanded the recording of our interview. My request was denied with the same irony. I found out that in 3 days after receiving a refusal, we could apply for an interview again. In humility, I came before the Most High and asked to forgive me that because of my busy schedule, I neglected prayer and didn't destroy the demonic opposition against us. After the prayer of repentance, I asked the Lord for a word to learn about my next steps. I received a word from the Bible, Joshua chapter 6. I understood that we needed to come before the Lord with fasting for 7 days. For 6 days, we needed to pray in the Holy Spirit and destroy the demonic obstacles. And the seventh day was to be a day of worship. I told our team about the word which the Lord gave me. They too repented, and we agreed on the word received from the Lord. For 7 days in our office, we not only prayed, but also by the leading of the Holy Spirit prepared new materials, which we were going to submit to the embassy. This time we brought to the embassy not only a folder with documents, but also a box in which we had films on DVDs and photos about our work and diplomas that showed our education. Again, the same woman met us without hiding her contempt. However, seeing the box, she couldn't hold her anger. "Why have you brought this box? Take it back," we answered her. "The materials that are in this box must be submitted because you have not given us recording of our interview. We have done everything within the rules of your embassy," so she had to take it. We were not called for another interview. In a short while, we were called to take our passports. in which there was the seal with the entry permission. Not only we participated in the retraining courses in the University of Sussex, but also had a wonderful vacation in London. However, soon we were about to have yet another reason to glorify our Lord. Upon traveling back from England, we learned that there was a special sign placed in our passports, which could hinder our entry into England. In all our passports, there was a number taken in a circle in blue color. As the airport workers explained to us, the embassy workers did it, so that upon arrival to the Great Britain, we were sent back. However, because we prayed according to God's will, the demonic forces couldn't hinder us. When we were back to Yerevan, we wanted to apply to the embassy for clarifications. But we learned that the woman who received our documents and the other woman who interviewed us were fired from their jobs. With this testimony from my life, I want to establish a truth that when we have knowledge of God's will, a word received from the Word of God, agreement, faith, and right actions, victory is guaranteed. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20, it's written, "I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." Paul the Apostle writes the following, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 to 6. All the members of our team were obedient to the Lord, and because of that, by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, we were able to destroy the demonic schemes and obstacles and free our way. And even though our passports had a special sign of prohibition, we were still not sent back upon arrival to the Great Britain. When you pray, it is important to remember that our warfare is not against flesh and blood. We do not fight people, and we cannot influence the choice of another person through prayers or other means. The praying person can destroy the demonic plans and actions and release the perfect manifestation of God's will in a certain situation only in submission to God and using the name of Jesus Christ. Our warfare is against spiritual authorities who, using people, situations, and even the nature, try to hinder God's will from manifesting. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. To be continued.